بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب جواز الاستلقاء على القفا ووضع إحدى الرجلين على الأخرى إذا لم يخف انكشاف العورة، وجواز القعود متربعا ومحتبيا. This is a chapter on it being permissible to lie down on one's back, and whilst lying down on one's back, one places one leg over the other, provided one's private parts are not exposed. And also this chapter is on the permissibility of sitting cross-legged and also sitting with one's legs drawn up. عن عبد الله بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مستلقيا في المسجد واضعا إحدى رجليه على الأخرى متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن زيد رضي الله عنه narrates that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lying on his back in the masjid with one leg over the other. So this hadith shows us that it is permissible to lie down one's back in the manner that has been prescribed. But the condition is that the person's satr in any way must not become exposed. And the simple way to understand this is, especially in times of Hajj, when a person is in ihram or in umrah, so the person is wearing ihram, the male is wearing ihram, so for him, if he's lying on his back, then obviously he has to be very careful. He should not raise his leg up, like placing the one leg over the other in a raised form. Here we're talking about if the person's, if there's fear that his satr will become exposed, then whilst he's lying back on his back, then just place the one leg over the leg without raising it, not placing one leg over the knee of the other. So lying back or lying on one's back is permissible. The condition is that in no way the satr must be exposed. So obviously the person is wearing a loin cloth or he's wearing ihram, and now he raises one leg over the other, and there is great fear that his satr will become exposed. So this is not permissible. وعن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى الفجر تربع في مجلسه حتى تطلع الشمس حسناء. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود وغيره بأسانيد صحيحة. As the Jabi radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would perform fajr, then he would sit cross-legged. He would sit cross-legged until the sun would rise quite bright. In other words, until it was ishraq time. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that after fajr salah, the person remains, he sits cross-legged, and he waits right till ishraq, obviously engaged in dhikr, tilawat of the Quran, etc. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then read his ishraq salat. May Allah give us tawfiq hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdihi.